Today's devotion is entitled, Where Does Jesus Abide? By Reverend Chris Whitby, LCMS, Northern Illinois District. Jesus turned and saw them following and said to them, What are you seeking? And they said to him, Rabbi, which means teacher, where are you staying? John 1:38. Can you imagine? You've got God Almighty in the flesh walking right in front of you, the creator of the entire universe, who now turns to you and asks, What are you seeking? Jesus could literally fulfill their every request. While they may not realize he is God incarnate just yet, if they knew as we do, their old sinful Adams might have sought something selfish. They could have responded that they were seeking long life or riches or glory for themselves. Perhaps I'm merely confessing how my sinful nature works. But if God is the one asking, they could have responded with anything, and Jesus could have fulfilled it. What these soon-to-be disciples ask, though, opens us to something of far greater value than the desires of sinful selfishness. They ask, Rabbi, where are you staying? Our English translation may not grab us as to the significance of their question. Perhaps a better word for their response to Jesus is, Rabbi, where do you abide? Or, where do you remain? They're asking where Jesus is living so that they might spend time with him. Our Lord graciously invites them to come, and John tells us that they get to spend the day with Jesus. Can you imagine spending that first day with God where he abides? Where does Jesus remain for us? Where does our Lord abide today? He abides in his word, where he invites us to spend time with him. And we learn from the Spirit of his blood-bought gift of salvation. Jesus remains with his sacraments, where he gifts to us the identity of a new Adam, resurrected in his death and resurrection, and gifts us the abiding presence of his true body and blood for our salvation. Our response to his question might also be, Rabbi, where are you staying? Because where Jesus stays is where there is forgiveness, life, and salvation for all his followers, including us. Thank God. Andrew was one of those two disciples who spent the day with Jesus. John writes that the first thing Andrew did after spending the day with Jesus was to find his brother Simon and tell him, We have found the Messiah. And he brought him to Jesus. John 1:41b through 42a. May we joyfully do the same for others today.